You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down at 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. So Jerry's got a bunch of takes, like he does every Wednesday. I believe he's got an opening statement.
Yes.
He's ready to hear from Jerry this week?
Absolutely.
Jerry's just crossing the T's and dotting the I's on my summer vacay. But here's what you can lock in as a guarantee. Tilly hats with the string tied tight. Crocs and socks. Mocktails up the yin-yang and missiles on my arm. Because Jerry's summer resume will make Derek Jeter's prime look like pigeon's work.
Crossing the T's and dotting the I's on his vacay.
Mocktails and missiles for Gerald.
Tilly hats with the string tied tight.
Tilly hats.
I love it. That
Jerry is set up for a strong summer.
Very
How long
strong.
Is his contract, by the way, Jerry's? He's got like 4 more years left?
I don't know.
He signed an extension in Nashville.
Yeah, he signed an extension and it was just through the lockout. I think it was through the potential lockup.
Yeah. He's going to be around, almost until he wants to. That's what it kind of feels like.
7-year deal in 2016.
I thought there was a recent extension, but maybe not. Graps is on top of it.
No, Graps just signed the one in Nashville All-Star game when John Scott won the MVP. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Well, 7 years, that's 2023. That's a long ways away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, at some point he's going to hang them up, but... Not ready to do that right now. Summer plans like that, man, he's going to be fresh and ready to go in September.
This segment is ready till 2023.
There you go. Let's hear the takes that Jerry has for us this week.
Jerry couldn't be happier that Bob Luongo threw a grenade into the Canucks cap situation. And it's so bad, they won't be able to sign a major free agent this summer. Jimmy Benning's going to have to spend his money on shoe polish for his salad.
That Jimmy Benning, man.
He woke up and his salad was gray from jet black, and his nostril hairs were burning out from a drag bunt that Bobby Lou chucked at his face.
So for those of you that don't understand what this means, Roberto Luongo retired today.
Yeah,
and because he had one of those long-term cap circumventing deals where there's penalties with that, for the next 3 years, Vancouver has to eat a $3 million black hole cap hit. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Benning is panicking.
Yeah. Bobby Lou went down like Tom Cruise in one of those adventure movies on a string, drag bunted, and then back up, and Jimmy Benning woke up from a deep sleep.
Like a spider.
Yeah.
So he doesn't go big game hunting, Jimmy.
But because of this $3 million deal, JT Hunter and a couple of other minor deals, according to Jerry, but nothing significant. None of the top 10 players available.
No, I think 12%. They're still going to.
They still have cap space.
Yeah. It's still Jimmy, our guy. He's in on everything.
You're saying he doesn't?
Stamkos?
So the lower the...
I'm not saying anything.
Jerry is saying that he doesn't. I think he's going to. I think he's in on a lot of things. You keep hearing that Vancouver's in on a defenseman. He even admitted
it's
it.
Like Tyler Myers.
So if it's Tyler Myers, that's one of the guys who's on the Saravelli's list. So.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler Myers is a big fit.
Okay, so
that's
I'm
a top 10
I'm 6% because I think he is.
I can't go that low, man. I mean, a $3 million hit for 3 more years when brutal. They've got a couple of deals. They still got Louis Erickson on the books.
Yep.
You know, now they have room, but I wonder if it's going to adjust their plan. I think it kind of has to.
Yeah,
I think it's totally unfair. We established that in the 4 p.m. I think it's a joke that they get hit with this penalty.
Yes.
But it is what it is. I'm going to say 40%.
Really?
40%, they got to recalibrate a little bit.
Yeah.
Like maybe they. Maybe they heard at the draft. Maybe Luongo sent a vibe out at the draft.
Right.
But it feels like the whole world was shocked that he retired today.
Well,
Shocked.
I was.
Which means Benning and the Canucks would be shocked.
They may have given him the slight heads up, but not 2 weeks ago.
Well, and he doesn't owe them anything.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't owe them a thing.
Nope.
They traded him. They gave him the deal.
Absolutely.
But, man, it's...
It does sting.
It's ugly. Yeah. It's not good.
Speaking of grenades and brutal cap situations, the Leafs will be stuck with Zaitsev, and he'll start next season in Toronto.
Zaitsev, a Maple Leaf, opening night, Ottawa Senators in town.
12%. I think you are able to move the player. We've talked about it. Even if there is a sweetener involved, there are teams that will take a right shot defenseman that can play minutes farther down in your lineup. Yeah, it's a 5-year deal. That's why I think there's a sweetener involved. But if Kyle Dubas, he's got to reshape his defensive core anyways. Morgan Riley is a superstar. Outside of that, it's quite thin. That's
Jake Muzzin can play.
Oh, yes, I apologize.
Muzzin,
exactly.
But you're right. After that,
Dermott's got a chance of being a really good player, but he's injured. He's got to come back. He's got to hit the ground running. But outside of that, there's some question marks. Put it that way.
Quite frankly, I understand why it doesn't get as much attention, but it should be more concerning than Mitch Marner's contract negotiation.
Right.
You know, I think Marner's going to be back. I think most people believe.
Yep.
Maybe he's going to get overpaid. Maybe he won't. Who knows? But when he gets signed, the dust is going to settle, and people are going to look at this saying, oh, Justin Hall's got to be in the top four as of today. Now, they got time to figure it out, and I believe that they're going to. I think Hainsey's probably going to come back. I think they'll get in on a couple of other guys, cheaper options, veteran guys. But there's not a lot out there.
Well, I saw Joe Morrow and Nathan Beaulieu didn't get qualified.
I like that, Morrow.
I like Beaulieu, actually. Now, both of them, I think, can be serviceable. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to go and sign them for $850 or $1 million or whatever. And if they don't make your team, obviously the Marlies, if they get them through waivers, they can absorb that money because MLSE has money and Kyle's not shy to put guys in the minors. But that's the type of player that you are going to be looking at. Like, Beaulieu's got some jam. I think he's a guy who struggles sometimes when the game speeds up. As far as decision making,
well, that's not good.
I know,
because the game never slows down.
But Morrow's the same type. But they are guys who can keep up with the pace of the game as far as skating, and that's what you know. Kyle wants a mobile back end.
Mm-hmm.
Most teams do. I think you may end up seeing a player like that. May not be Beaulieu. It may not be Morrow. But it may be somebody like that.
Yeah. Well, and Hainsey would maybe be classified in a similar category. I think he's going to cost you a little bit more than $800,000 or whatever.
Yeah, he's a 1.5.
1.5, 1.8, something like that.
Braden Coburn deal, 1.75.
Ben Hutton's another name that's been out there.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, he
might cost you a bit more.
He's interesting because I think he was wanting like $4 million or something, and Jimmy Benning was like, That's being a pretty good manager, not overpaying for a guy who's going to slot down farther in your lineup, because the Hughes kid is going to play. He may be going big game hunting on a Myers. You don't want to be having a mid-level guy being overpriced.
Well, and they can still negotiate with Hutton.
Exactly.
Like, he may not be done in Vancouver. But as for Zaitsev playing day one, I think it's a possibility.
I think it's a real 50%. I'm 50%
on it. What did I say? 12%.
Yeah,
I think they're going to move him.
I'll say 40%, but I don't. You can't just hand him away if you don't have Plan B, Plan C set up.
Right.
Like, if you miss out on other free agents and you're still sitting there with him on the books at July 10th, and your options are a bunch of Marlies, might have to bite the bullet. Tell him, listen, you got to eat it for a bit. We might try to sell you during the season or trade you if we can. But I don't think it's impossible to believe that he has to come back at some point.
Right.
And he's going to have to accept that. I know he's demanded a trade, but
that's
not the way it works.
It's on the Leafs' terms. It's not on his terms.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Masai Ujiri is talking a big game about his love for Toronto. Well, Jerry's drinking that Kool-Aid because Masai will still be here in 5 years.
Masai Ujiri, still a member of the Raptors in 5 years.
15% for me. I just think he's got other aspirations to whether it be higher up in basketball or just something higher up in general as far as his interests away from the, you know, away from the gym. I don't know. I just, I think it's 15%.
I'm low on this too. I if you said three, it'd probably be very high, but I think five's, it's a big number.
Five's a long time. He's already been here for 5 or 6 years. He's won his title. I'm with you, O. I think this is a guy, he's a visionary. He's a guy that he wants to consistently move and be doing different things. He's got a lot of different things on his plate.
Yep.
I'll go 20%. 20%, because he may just be ready to hand it over to somebody else. Yeah. Or maybe it all goes south and the team's like, all right, we had a great run, but 3 or 4 years from now, we're going to look for a different vision.
I'm 8%.
Yeah, 5 years in pro sports after you've been here for a long time and you're a guy of his status.
Yeah.
It's difficult to picture.
Very long.
As far as I can tell, there are five big RFAs playing in Canada. Marner, Laine, Connor, Tkachuk, and Besser. Well, none of them will sign for the full 8-year max term. All of these son of a b****s are going to make tons of cash, and you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, they're going to make a lot of cash.
Exactly.
What is it deeper than that, Jerry? I don't know. Well, quickly, Frank Saravelli tweeting out, as we reported at TSN in Vancouver during the draft, the belief is the initial ask for Sebastian Aho, who's not playing in Canada, clearly down in Carolina, is $9.5 million per year for 5 years. And that's where the old Austin Matthews contract, I think a lot of guys in the league are like, I can get paid a fortune because they're going to have to give me the cap hit anyway, but then I can come up again as a free agent in 5 years.
Right.
And I'm really high on this that I don't think any of these guys playing in Canada, Marner, Connor, Laine, Tkachuk, Besser are going to sign 8-year deals. I think the going now the new move is 5 or 6 year deal and re-up again in my late 20s as a UFA. I think Jerry is on to something here. I'll say 75% chance that none of them sign an 8-year deal.
I'm a little higher.
I'm 100%. One of them signing an 8-year deal.
Well, then you're the opposite way. You're 0%.
Okay, sorry, 0%. One of them is going to sign an 8-year deal.
Who do you think is most likely to do that?
I think it's Tkachuk.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why. And I have no intel, but I just feel like Calgary will...
Oh, they'd be, all of these teams want them to sign 8-year deals.
I understand that, but I just feel like... I don't know. I don't know the player.
What kind of number would you be talking if you're buying up 3 years of free agency on Matthew Tkachuk? It's got to be 10 a year at that point.
It's doesn't it? Something with a 9 in it, for sure. It's probably 10, yeah. But a lot of times you're looking at the player, too, and... You know, the dad has a lot to do with it. I don't think Keith Tkachuk screams of,
by the way, that,
you know, a helicopter dad who bullies his way through. I think Tkachuk, because he's been in the league, because he kind of gets how things work, both of his boys are very grounded and very, like, I know Matthew may not play like it on the ice, and neither does Brady, but they're very respectful, really good kids.
That Aho... I wonder what that reaction in Carolina with that owner is going to be.
Yeah.
He might be thinking, what?
Walk me right to free agency and I want 9.5 a year.
I think it's a bargain. 9.5,
well,
5 years.
Is it for him? He's like, Austin Matthews, okay, I'm a little bit low.
But
9.5. That makes sense to me, yeah. If you're talking same term, I'd say he's about $2 million less than Matthews in terms of value.
And the other day, we never thought it would happen, but... Dundon pick up Patrick Marleau's deal.
Straight cash.
They've got to spend some money. They've got to, you know, I think they got a little taste of playoffs and a nice run there. And, you know, you get greedy too if you're an owner. Why not double down? I think he made some money in the playoffs. I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Well, he lost a lot of money on that football league.
Well, yeah, but that's a separate venture. I believe that somebody will sign for 8 years.
All right. What's your number?
What did I say? I said 12%.
12%.
Yeah.
All right.
I see Kevin Durant pulled the shoot on his option next season. And that's just the first step. Because he's definitely leaving Golden State.
He might slash the tires of that doctor out there first and anyone else who pressured him to play.
Yeah, I am pretty high on this as well. I think Kevin Durant, everything you hear is he and his agent, they've set up shop in New York. He's really got a lot of trust issues with that organization in Golden State now. He hasn't said it on the record, but it kind of feels as if he felt pressured. Maybe he doesn't trust the medical staff. Once you start breaking down trust...
Well, the manager acted like it.
Well, the GM, he took...
Oh, sorry, it. Yeah, the GM, yeah.
Yeah. He said, blame me. Well, right. I don't know what that means. I mean, it's either the player, the coach. I think it's on Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant decided to play. You know, exactly. It's a terrible
There's
outcome.
Been a lot of talk the last couple of days. But everyone went up to him and said, how are you feeling? When are you going to... That happens in every sport.
Right.
If you don't want to hear that, go home after you're done therapy.
Yeah. But I think he's going to walk on Golden State.
Right.
I do, too. I think he's going to one of the New York teams.
That's what it feels like. And both of them will give him... They can't give him a 5-year max. They'll give him a 4-year at a ton of money. And the endorsement deals, his return. Like, that's another thing. I think he's with Nike.
Yeah.
The sales pitch that's going to be there. Like, you that return market. And you're coming to New York. And
the name market.
The return of Kevin Durant. I'll say 75% he's out of Golden State.
I'm 100%.
Yeah, I'll go a little bit lower, 68% just in case, but I think he's out of there.
It's a shame, like,
yeah,
because it was supposed to be all about Durant, and yeah. I mean, it still is going to be, because if he leaves, that there's still a lot of fascination that's going to come with that, you know, right. And a lot of it's a totally different conversation. It's not even about what he's going to bring to your team immediately. He's not going to play for you next year,
right?
Like, if he signs with the Knicks, they can't even sell. To their fans, like, come watch Kevin Durant. He's not playing.
Yeah, he's going to be in street clothes.
Yeah. Like, he'll be in New York and hanging out, and he'll, you know, right. A couple of handshakes and kissing exactly. Babies
he
and
can,
all that.
He can start the endorsement tour right away.
Yeah. That's going to be in everyone's face. When he comes back, whoever his big endorsement deal is with, I think it's Nike.
Yeah.
The return of Kevin Durant.
For sure.
He's coming back. It writes itself, really. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going to buy into it. All right, there you go. Jerry's percentage.
It was a good one.
Jerry's After Dark in about an hour.